what, Jim? Happy end of the working week to everybody.
Yes, Bill, here we are again with another special Rush Hour Friday podcast.
Oh, and haven't they been popular, Jim? Plus, I'll have a fruity Friday joke to laugh your way all through the whole weekend.
But now we catch up with AFLW North Melbourne star Caitlin Ashmore.
Tomorrow, Adelaide and Brisbane square off in the AFLW Grand Final.
The road to the AFLW Premiership once again winds through the City of Churches to the Adelaide Oval.
Brisbane celebrate, they're into their third Grand Final.
And when there's a Grand Final, there's a Grand Final sprint. And we're backing our next guest to win.
Ashmore follows up her good work. She's a fantastic athlete. Kicks it off the stairs.
Please welcome North Melbourne speedster, Caitlin Ashmore.
How good is it to have her on, by the way, just as we're getting ready for the big dance. Hey, yes. Caitlin.
Hey, how are you?
Not as good as you. Now, tell us about this final, please. I know there's lots to discuss. We're going to talk sprints and AFLW awards and all the really important stuff, but our focus is on the final tomorrow. Now, tell us, how is this game going to play out, please?
Oh, I've got a... Obviously, playing at Brisbane for the first 2 years of the AFLW, I think I've got a really big soft spot for the Lions. And I think this year they've showed they're just incredible across the board. They're all role players. So I think they'll get it done. It's going to be hard, though, because Adelaide are coming hard.
They are. Adelaide have won two premierships. Brisbane have been runners-up twice. And certainly they are the outsiders. So that's interesting, Caitlin.
It's nice to be the outsiders, I think. A little less pressure.
And Adelaide will miss Chelsea Randall, won't they, of course?
Oh, 100%. She's, you can throw her forward and back, and I think she's the heart of the side as well as Aaron Phillips. But I think if the Lions get on top early, anything can happen.
19th woman on field, by the way, the crowd there. We're expecting a very big house at the Adelaide Oval Saturday afternoon. Of course, you can watch it on Channel 7 live. Yeah. Don't worry about that. Talking about Aaron Phillips, what do you do with her if you're the coach of the Brisbane team? Because we heard already this week Brett Ratton talking about the fact that the only way to stop Dusty Martin is hoping he gets a cold. What do you do about Aaron Phillips?
You know, you probably put her in the same category. She's pretty strong across the board as well. If she's getting taken care of in the midfield, they'll pop her forward, and she's very dangerous around goals. So I don't think you're going to stop her completely, but if they can limit her impact, that would be, go a long way.
Hey, Caitlin, is Craig Stasovic still the coach of Brisbane?
Yeah, he is.
Gee, he's done a great job, hasn't he?
Oh, he's just a great guy. The girls just really listen to him, and, he's brought this group together really well, and I think, he's one of the best guys going around.
Yeah, no doubt. When you were there, was Big Sauce get involved? Oh, our man?
Big Dan Merritt.
Dan Merritt?
Yes, I love Sauce. He was... very heavily involved when I was back there. And, the girls really loved him.
Yeah.
Did you understand anything he said?
Yeah, he was pretty funny. it was just good to have him because he's really down to earth. And he got along with the girls as well as having the footy knowledge.
Now, I went along. I was only there for a half because there was a function. Then I had to drop my brother and Paul Spargo over at the MCG. But I went along. Watched a bit of North Melbourne Adelaide on the weekend, Caitlin, and I stood next to your coach and had a good chat to Big Dazzling Crocker for about half an hour. Great man, by the way. And he has loved the role.
He's actually relished in it. He wasn't sure what was going to happen at the start. I don't think he's done much in the women's space. And no, he's loved it. He's such a great guy. And obviously being a shin burner himself, he has adapted really well to the role. And I think, the club are really thankful to have him.
Do they give you a burst if you're struggling as a team or individually? In my day, it used to happen. I don't know if it happens. But do they get into you and maybe drop a few magics or not?
Not really. Yeah. It's more of like the disappointing speech that you get. But right. I think Croc, if he needs to give us a bit of a rev up, he will. But it won't be like what you had back in the day.
No. Now, Caitlin, the other thing with Croc is, does he tell you about that amazing history of the club, some of them really important people that have been instrumental in establishing the club and the values and things like that, Caitlin?
If you're searching for your name, it's popped up a couple of times.
Good. Of course it has.
What for? How would Jim's name pop up?
Oh, it always pops up, really.
Of course it does. Sure. You've got to respect.
He's very big with history, so he does mention a few stories about his time, and he always tries to link it well with our team, and yeah, it's just been nice to find out some of the history that's gone around the club, especially from someone that's actually been involved with it.
Premiership player, of course, in 96.
Bloody good player, yeah. Croc. Don't worry. Hey, you got the AFL Colgate AFLW Grand Final Sprint. Yes. All the girls are being flown over to Adelaide, which will be nice. And you're an athlete. You're an outstanding athlete, Caitlin Ashmore, now, because you've won the Pierre de... Kerbendin?
Oh, that was back in the day. That was very good, though, Billy.
What is the Pierre de Kerbendin? What is Caitlin?
Oh, I won that back in year 12, so it's just a sporting award. I was very heavily involved in athletics growing up, so I've just got a running background, and that's probably why they've put me on the wing, able to use that speed to help the ball get down the ground, I guess.
Hey, $5,000 goes to the winner, by the way. Yeah. Have you had a look at the field? Who's your main sort of concern when you look at these 13 girls?
Let's have a look at them.
Oh, there's a few quick ones in there. I think Alicia Newman will give me a run for my money, that's for sure. But I think it'll just be exciting. It's nice to finally have something like this, especially for the girls that can't make the finals and then have an opportunity to get there on the day, because it's going to be a fantastic day.
And then afterwards, of course, because
Froffies
were Mad Monday and a bit of a break afterwards. Caitlin, are you able to get out into Adelaide and enjoy yourself?
Have a little champers?
No, I'm flying back after, but I know I wanted to, but no, it should be fine in Melbourne.
Ballarat?
Ballarat!
Because you are a Ballarat girl. Where did you grow up? In Ballarat?
Yeah, that slipped out. But yes, I my whole family's from Ballarat, so in Ballarat.
Do you know the Petries?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, everyone knows everyone in Ballarat.
Yeah, very famous North Melbourne player, of course, big Drewy Petrie.
The Red Lion Hotel.
Oh yes, the Red Lion. It's been done up.
It has, actually. It looks very nice. A mate of mine owns it. It's a very nice establishment.
Giving a bit of a plug.
What were the back day? The discos, the nightclubs we used to go to.
Ever listen to Fat? Hey, Bree Davey, the MVP, worthy winner.
Oh, 100%. She is so hard to stop. She great leader as well as a competitor, and I think that she's done really well with the Collingwood girls this year and got them obviously to the prelim. So very dangerous and very deserving.
Do you girls have a best and fairest, a Brownlow type thing?
Yeah, we do. It's next week.
And
Tuesday
what,
next week.
Has it got a name?
I don't think it's got a name yet.
No.
Right.
This is the North Best and Fairest?
No, the whole league.
No, the whole league, yeah.
Very good.
It'll be a tight finish, I think, between Kiara Bowers and Bree Davey, but either one deserving winner, but Bree Davey's just so hard to stop. Very deserving of the MVP last night.
Beautiful. All right. Well, good luck with the sprint, by the way. $5,000 jumping in would be bloody nice. Secondly, well done on a fantastic season.
No worries. Thank you. Thanks, boys.
Good on you.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and it's a special Friday edition of our podcast.
I have a joke.
Means that Fat tells a joke that, because it's Friday, is a little fruitier.
Fruity, Jim.
A little dangerous.
So it's a warning has gone out there, okay?
All right, okay.
But we've also... Billy, won't you tell a joke now? Because you're not funny, man. At least not on purpose. Cut that.
All right, here we go.
Well, Jim, hang on. West Coast Collingwood coming up after the joke, by the way. Yes, Storm play tonight at Amy Park. Sydney Cup is on tomorrow at Randwick, if you don't mind.
Right.
Miami Bound. Just have something each way, Jim, on Miami Bound.
Because you love that.
Yeah. And Black Rock take on Ashwood.
Oh, right. Or Ashburton.
I think it's Ashwood. But my joke, Jim. Here we go. It's a pretty one.
A little Friday helping of the joke.
Yes.
Right.
A husband comes home after being fired from the pickle factory, Jim.
Yes.
Okay. His wife says, "What happened?" He said, "Well, I got bored and my mind wandered, Jim.
Yes.
And I thought, what would happen if I put my penis in the pickle slicer, Jim?"
Yes.
His wife said, "That was an incredible, stupid thing to do."
Yes.
"But you look okay. You look in one piece. What happened to the pickle slicer?" "She got fired too."
No! No!
Jim!
You can't be doing that at work.
Jill gave me that.
Come on,
Jill. Fair
what
dinkum.
Is that?
Whose computer have I got wrapped?
Jill. Come on, you can't be
come
doing
on,
that.
Come on, Jill, you're better
you
than that.
You can't be serving that up.
Mate, she got fired too.
The other oh, thank you, Billy.
What's a pickle slicer?
Oh, we've gone off half course.
No, no, he went off full course.
Finish up.
Oh, pickle slicer, Jim.